how do you avoid playing down to their level?
Yeah, I mean, I think you, it has to be through kind of through your fundamentals and who you are and how you go about things. And, you know, really, I think it's just kind of a mindset. Week in and week out, I mean, this is the NFL. I don't care who you're playing. You have to understand the margin of error. And I think for us, it's understanding why we're here, how we got here, you know, the difference between winning and losing, and how small it is, right? And a lot of it's the week of preparation and the mindset and the intensity, the attention to detail, those things. You know, and I think this season's taught us that, you know, a little bit, but a little bit it's the proof's in the pudding. You got to go out and do it.
What's your opinion on Johnny Manziel? Yeah,
I don't have an opinion, to be honest.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, I think anytime you're playing a guy that, you know, with that kind of elusiveness and legs, yeah, I mean, it's, you always have the potential for him to extend plays and, you know, make things happen, crazy plays happen with guys like that. So there is always that potential there. But like I said, I'm not playing him. You know, obviously got my hands full getting ready for the defense.
How proud of you of Kelce making his first Pro Bowl?
Yeah, happy for him. He's worked really hard, I mean, he's in here every off day catching balls, watching film, staying healthy. I mean, doing all the little things I think that it takes, you know, to have the year that he's had, and you know, happy for him.
Chiefs early Super Bowl teams had great defenses. This defense has been able to score a lot of points. What's it like for the offense on the sideline to, I mean, you get points any way you can, but to see them produce from a point production standpoint?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch, you know, especially here these last few weeks and all the turnovers they've been getting, you know, and then being able to convert them into touchdowns. Those are huge plays in the game, huge plays in football games, especially this time of year, huge difference makers. So you love seeing that stuff. Yeah, from the sideline, it's awesome.
When you get a lead from the defense, when they're scoring points like they did last week, do your priorities as an offense change dramatically?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always kind of changing depending on the game situation, where we're at in the game, the score, all that stuff. Yeah, you read into all that. Obviously, as an offense, you're always trying to go out there and execute every play and score points, period. But as you get in the second half of games and fourth quarter of games, certainly, the scenarios change, situations change, and all that kind of comes into play. Absolutely.
Alex, 9 of 14 games this season have been away from Arrowhead State. You guys need to come home with some things you guys are playing for right now. What kind of advantages have you guys got?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, this time of year, you know, Arrowhead, to have the home field advantage, to have our fans behind us is awesome. I know we're all looking forward to it. You know, we've got the best fans in the country, so to come home and here for these last two will be fun.